American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We sell about 1,000 Red Angus bulls a year.
That's Ryan Ludvigson, and he's with Ludvigson Stock Farms, a seed stock operation in Billings, Montana.
We sell about 1,000 Red Angus bulls a year across the United States and into several different areas.
And we spoke with him at the 113th Annual Arizona Cattle Growers Association, which occurred last week in Prescott, Arizona.
Because we're looking for new customers in this part of the world.
And he said that Red Angus breed is gaining a lot of popularity.
It's a very fast-growing, growing breed. And especially in these more hot areas of the part of the U.S., it's really growing because the cattle are much more heat-tolerant, being red-hided as opposed to being black-hided.
And, of course, genetics in that Red Angus is just as important as it is in the Black Angus.
Exactly. Lots of registrations, lots of data collected and things. And so, yeah, very much, it's a very data-driven breed.
Again, Ludvigson said it's not as large as the Black Angus breed.
It isn't as large as the Black Angus breed, but it is the fastest growing breed association in the United States.
And that is the Red Angus Association of America. Again, Ludvigson is true to his word. He's breeding seed stock for that Red Angus brand. And then we ran into Ken Ligon, who has a ranching operation in Arizona, and he also breeds that Red Angus brand.
We have a small ranch right across from Indian Creek Ranch, owned by Georgia Frontier.
And you might recognize that Georgia Frontier name. She was a famous business owner, which included majority ownership of the St. Louis and then Los Angeles Rams. But she did pass away in Los Angeles in 2008. Back to Ligon on his ranch.
We fell in love with the small place. We retired, and we said, we're going back to our love, and that's doing a little bit of ranching. We have the Red Angus, and we find that it's just a real nice. It's a great lifestyle.
And for his breeding needs, he turns to the University of Arizona in Tucson.
We work with the V-Bar-V Ranch, which is owned by the University of Arizona. So we have our heifers artificially inseminated through them so that we get a good strain of cattle. So we're too small to have a bull of our own. So we figured going with the University of Arizona is the best way to do it.
That's Ken Ligon. And remember, even though he has a small ranch, he's part of the big American cattle industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.